Let's bring in the man with the plan, and that is Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So now you take the Yankees, you take the Red Sox, you take Oakland. They are all going south, and you take Toronto. They are coming north, and even, by the way, Seattle coming north. And that wild card field is really changing in the American League.
Yeah, it's going to be good to see Boston and the Yankees get bounced out.
It really looks like, and Oakland, by the way, is having a problem. But it really looks like, who knows? It's a crazy baseball season, but it really looks like I really do believe that Seattle and Toronto, who have been playing much better, I really think that they're destined for those final two slots.
Where's all the closet Yankee fans from when they won 13 games in a row? Where'd they go?
Well, that's the whole thing. If you're a true Yankee fan, you know this club is just too inconsistent to achieve anything great in a single season. It's just plain and simple. And you don't have to go any further than that. I mean, you can break it down and go into management mistakes, player mistakes, but the basic simple thing is they're too inconsistent. And inconsistency does not win you championships. But
the kind of players they built the team with.
Yeah. But it's
there's nobody to blame but the players.
Yeah, really. But basically, when it comes right down to it, you're absolutely right. Well, the Mets won again. Alonso had two more home runs, reaching 100 for his career, as the Mets beat the Marlins.
Yeah, I have no internet. I have no internet. I have no phone. I don't know what's going on with Verizon. I paid my bill, so I don't know what's going on with them, but.
Well,
I have no internet. I have no phone, so there's not much I could check out because I'm on my cell phone.
Well, you know what's interesting about it, Mike, is that they'll say it was some sort of internet breakage, and you know what they have to do when you lose service in Connecticut. Now, you know what has to happen? They have to rebate you something on your bill.
Well, they might even say it happened. Who knows?
Yeah.
And I don't have time to call until I get home from school.
Absolutely. Well, one thing I think I followed this story. Charles Barkley. Yeah, either you love him or you don't like him, but that's besides the point. He hammered.
Barkley a lot.
He hammered Ben Simmons, who was a star for the 76ers. See this guy Simmons. He wants to trade. So Barkley responded to news that this guy was holding out and basically trying to hold the 76ers hostage. Quote, "This is total BS. And if I'm the Sixers, we had our annual Sixers dinner the other night, and I said to those guys, I will call Ben Simmons. If you want to be traded, that's fine. We're not giving you away. We're not going to trade you to where you want to be traded."
Good.
There you go.
Hey, did you see Michael Irvin go nuts on that nut Stephen A. Smith?
No.
Oh, it was beautiful. He was saying he was basically degrading Tom Brady. What else is new? And Michael Irvin went ballistic. He said, "What do you mean this guy can't handle with adversity?" He said he was 199th pick in the NFL. He fought for everything he's always had. He won 7 rings. He distanced himself from being basically the 200th pick in the draft to being the best quarterback to ever play. So you tell me what he didn't fight about adversity.
Absolutely. I mean, as someone who...
Well, Stephen A. Smith is... I'll leave it up to that. He is a... You fill in the blank.
Well, they pay him to do exactly this, and then they'll take him off the air for 2 or 3 weeks. They pay him to be outrageous, but, you know...
Well, that's why you don't watch ESPN.
Yeah, I don't watch ESPN.
It's fake news.
At all. But one thing I'll say about Tom Brady, and you know I was never a huge Tom Brady fan. I always appreciated his talent. But the more you sit back and look at, especially after last year, what he means to a football team, to a franchise, and to the game needs more Tom Brady's.
Well, he could do all the backflips he wants.
Yeah.
What professional athlete playing today has 7 championships?
Yeah. And,
Zero, just him.
Yeah, and basically has a decent image as well.
Kind of funny too, because everybody said it was Belichick and this and that. Well, he left New England, went to Tampa. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Tampa, absolutely.
Did Tom Brady get a ring, or did Belichick get a ring?
Absolutely. You just can't quibble anymore. You just can't quibble. You can hate the Patriots. You can be like a.
You could say you hate Tom Brady. Fine, you're allowed to. But say you hate him. Don't break down his skills.
Yeah, and the guy is. We should all consider ourselves very lucky to have seen him play. It's like the other famous players over the course of time. He's a once in a generation player. And
you won't see another quarterback with 7 rings. You won't see another pitcher throw 300 innings. You won't see another pitcher win. I'll go down 25 games again. It will never happen again.
So appreciate what you have in front of you. That's the whole thing. All right. Well, I hope you get your service back.
Me too. I needed to move some money around today to pay a bill, but guess I can't pay the bill.
That's right. All right, well, take your mobile phone with you to work, and we'll check with you tomorrow.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.